Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Britain says it plans to start injecting people with the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine as early as Monday after becoming the first country to approve a COVID-19 vaccine following large-scale clinical trials. The British government approved the use of the coronavirus vaccine on Wednesday after the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency announced it had completed its safety review. The decision marks a significant milestone in the battle against the pandemic, although challenges remain for poor health systems in rolling out the vaccine. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention warned Wednesday of a bleak winter ahead as the country continues to see nationwide surges of COVID-19 cases. CDC Director Robert Redfield said he believes December, January, and February will be the most difficult time in the public health history of the nation. The projection comes as the mayor of the city of Los Angeles warned residents to stay home to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. Mayor Eric Garcetti said the county would run out of hospital beds by Christmas if the current rate of infections continued. The mayor says hospitalizations have more than tripled and are at a new peak, and the city's COVID-19 deaths have nearly doubled and are rising. Well, Hong Kong media tycoon and pro-democracy advocate Jimmy Lai has been arrested on charges of fraud amid a growing crackdown on dissident in the semi-autonomous city. The 73-year-old appeared in Hong Kong court along with two other executives of the Next Digital Company, reportedly accused of violating terms of the company's lease of its office space. He was arrested in August, charged with suspicion of colluding with a foreign country under the law imposed by China. Via remote, this is VOA News.